This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
An explosive new documentary called The Age of Disclosure says that aliens may be real. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix.
Of course they are real.
Well,
of course they are. There's no way. I mean, you think of the giant universe. Even this morning, driving into work, looking at the huge moon and thinking about how big that moon looks, yet it's still so, so far away. There's such a vast area out there of outer space.
So you really believe that aliens are real?
Look, I almost can say I know it for sure because I talked to someone from NASA.
Oh, come on now.
I'm telling you, my husband's coworker, Mark Nansky, a lot of people in Milwaukee remember who Mark was when Mark passed away unexpectedly and we were at the funeral. His brother-in-law, who lives in Houston, because he worked for NASA, we were sitting next to him at the Celebration of Life, you know, dinner afterwards, and we were talking, and I looked over at him and I said, okay, I got to ask you one question. Are aliens real?
Okay.
And he said a big old smile on his face,
okay,
and said, because of my position, I cannot confirm or deny.
Okay.
So, and I looked at him like, they're real. They're totally real. And he's like,
real.
I can't confirm or deny. I mean, what kind of answer is that?
Well, it means that there's some suspicion, maybe, that there's aliens out there. Look, I grew up...
It means that there are, and he just can't say it.
I don't know. I grew up watching E.T. I was like 12 when E.T. came out.
Dude, E.T. scared me when I was a kid.
You're thinking, oh my gosh, could there be aliens? No, it's not true. Like my parents would say, it's not true. Well, this film says that the U.S. government has been hiding evidence of alien encounters for 80 years, as well as a secret program to reverse engineer the technology that they retrieved in these UFO crashes. It features more than 30 U.S. officials speaking out on the existence of aliens and UFOs. This film debuted at the South by Southwest Film Fest and has people buzzing. Here's a little bit of the documentary.
I have seen with my own eyes non-human craft and non-human beings.
You think for a second that they wouldn't consider using it to achieve their ends of domination?
This is the biggest discovery in human history.
Okay, I don't think they're trying to
see this.
I don't think they're trying to dominate us. I feel like if they were, they would have already done it. Okay,
that's what some people have said here.
Who listening has seen some kind of extraterrestrial thing that you can't explain? Actually, here's another story. Our very good friend Shamir and his son, they were driving down a road one night. And look, Shamir is a real straight shooter, not a storyteller type to exaggerate things. That's just not him. And he and his son saw these lights come down, and this was before there were all the drones and things like that, and it just went away. They both looked at each other and said, what was that? There's no explanation other than the extraterrestrial. Like, that's it.
It's E.T. phone home.
Okay, if you have seen something, share it with us. 414-432-1099.
Call or text, man.
The universe is endless. There has to be. We can't be the only ones.
Unless E.T. comes here and then lets me stay home from school because that's what happened.
Wait,
with
is he
going to
bring racist
movie,
pieces?
And brings racist pieces, then I'm good to go. The Badgers women's and men's swimming and diving teams are in Iowa City for the Big Ten Championships through tomorrow, and that's what you need to know on the go.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.